Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 family. You are on Healing Paradigm Presents. You can't take it with you and the things you can. And so this particular show is a special episode because I only do Healing Paradigms only on the fifth Thursday of the month. But unfortunately, last month, things happen. I was in the midst of traveling and I was not able to actually air or do this particular show on that date. Now, what we're going to do, and just to give people a heads up, this is for the most part a spiritual download that I received. But before we get started, I am going to play the Lord's Prayer. And just so you know, it is in Aramaic, which is the language of the Bible. And the prayer is done by Thomas Shalar Walker. And he's also the person that does the Annabelle Coa prayer, but I wanted to do the Lord's Prayer today. Okay, so hold on, and we will be right back.
Shana Dipkan Su Quam Kaiowi Ulat Elam El Nesula Elapusam Menvisha Mitilde.
So we're back, and tonight, like I said, the name of the show is, you know, you can't take it with you and the things you can. And what I mean by that is a lot of times people really do not take their incarnation as seriously and reverentially as they do, as they should. And the reason for this is because I guess, you know, going through their processes and doing the things that they're doing, a lot of people are operating on automatic pilot. But one of the things that Spirit had downloaded into me was that higher consciousness had a concern, especially with our programming and the programming that we are receiving from other sources other than ourselves or other sources other than higher consciousness. So I'm going to go ahead and begin and start out with that the definition of media is the main means of mass communication, which is broadcasting, publishing, and the internet regarding the collective. And the way media operates now is designed to distract you and program you. Remember, television is called TV programming. And for the most part, you are being programmed into something you weren't designed to be. Now, this isn't just exclusive to media. When we use the term media, we are also talking about music. Music plays a very, very strong and essential part of this because with music, not only do you have the words that are integrated into it, but you have the music that is also being more or less sort of beat into your consciousness. Media would have you believe that you must acquire the latest and greatest thing. And after acquiring that thing, you should feel whole and complete in some way. However, it, whatever it is, be it a product, a person, or idea, doesn't fill that emptiness that you may feel inside of yourself. And when that empty feeling isn't filled, media will draw your attention somewhere else and will leave you spiritually empty and ravenous. It is the trick of the ego which trips many people up in this incarnation. For example, the person who feels that their title makes them somebody and they are acting in their power, acting tyrannical, and are so into themselves, which is nothing more than the hollowness and lack of self-worth that they have inside of themselves. The ego goes ego tripping out. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hey, homeboy, how come everywhere you go, you have to go in a limousine, man?
Hey, man, that's my thing.
I know it's your thing, man. That's your thing. Every time I see you off a clean, you got your rings and jewelry on. You know, you,
flashing cash is what I need.
I understand. Ooh, I got the baddest cool. Could never be the fool. The ladies wait to get down with me. The love I make superb. To doubt me is absurd. The latest and the greatest, you see. I want to have your spot, and more than what you got, I bought the baddest house I could find. All it must be said, I'm greatest in the bed, and when I love a lady, she's mine. I know I'm really hot, my diamonds shine a lot. Check out this here 450 SE, baby. I'm what it's all about.
Ego tripping out.
question is, what would happen if the person who is ego tripping out, if they were to lose their title, if they were to lose their cash, lose all their worldly possessions, because they are placing their value in a title or material goods, they would feel worthless because they equate their value with dying things. Keep that in mind. Everything that you experience in your life from the external point of view, be it a job, be it money, be it position, title, the car, material things, are all in a transitory state. They are all a part of a dying paradigm. The clothing that you wear on your back, the things that you possess, they do not bring you value. The truth is that you are valuable. That is why you are sustained even after those things transit out of your experience. Now, let us move on and talk a little bit more about media. Media would have you believe that you are to be entertained by the darkness that it puts out on a continuous basis. There are some shows that are designed to appeal to your baser self and never lift you out of the muck and mire of your lower self. Shows that have perpetual wretched behavior of people fighting, behaving underhandedly, cussing, ultimately being disrespectful of one another, appeal to the lower self or lower aspect of yourself, thereby normalizing it and calling it entertainment, and also reality. You grow up, or you have this idea that people out in the regular world should behave this way. So you, in turn, because you are entertained by it, because there is a part of this energy that is influencing you, you in a subtle way are actually projecting that energy out into your reality. Let us call it what it is, which is new reality television programming. A new reality is being created. Let us for a moment check out the meaning for each word. The word reality means the world or state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic notion, idea of them. The other definition of reality is the state or quality of having existence or substance. The word tele means at a distance, vision, a faculty or state of being able to see or experience, of seeing someone or something in dream or trance as a supernatural apparition. So programming means to provide coded instruction for the automated performance of a particular task. Let's put this into context, what is actually happening. The vision that has been created at a distance that you see before you on television is placing you into a trance and programming you for an automated response and creating a reality of the way the distant vision has been put before you. So, you come to believe that all people behave the way they do in this trance box that is in front of you. That all people cuss, that all people behave underhandedly, that the world has gone crazy. And for those who watch those shows, this is true for them. You must understand that your mind is a center of divine operation. This means that whatever you focus on with your thought and your emotion, you bring into reality. Now, I am going to play a song by the late Prince. It is called One Song. Now be mindful of the words that he shares for you, with you, because he is in that state of creating it so that you break out of the trance that media has imposed upon you.
'99, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words and their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state, instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God, intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am the energy, that is what I believe. I can be contradiction, that is all I see. But I am the universe, and the universe. One song.
My mind, my mind, my mind, my universe.
there is a deliberate attempt to have your thoughts and feelings be deliberately controlled. Remember, you are being programmed to have an automated response. And if some of you are wondering why, the answer is because your focus and attention is a place of power. Your consciousness has power. Your attention has power. Your money has power. You have power. And energy goes where attention flows. So millions upon millions and billions of dollars are spent on advertising so that your money goes to the advertisers. It's one of the reasons why it is sort of incumbent upon individuals to really, really start taking control back and start that process of self-programming themselves. The one thing that you should be taken away from with this show is to remember at the end of the day, you can't take the physical stuff with you. The stuff that media shows you is so important doesn't leave you in a better place than you were before. It doesn't empower you. You put your sweat into the exchange for time for currency to purchase items that fall apart someday. And media, in the way that it is used now, is a dangerous weapon against your consciousness. Media without conscious is designed to keep you off course so that you never come to know yourself deeply. It keeps you from relationship with infinite intelligence. Remember, the stuff that you buy, you can't take with you. The stuff that you acquire in this life at some point decays. So this is not suggesting that you live as an ascetic monk. But we are not suggesting that you give up your worldly possession. But realize that your source and supply is within. And really realize that your provider is the provider with a capital P that is within. So since you can't take it with you, it being material possession, you may ask, well, what can you take with you? You can take with you the evolution of your spirit, which is the illumination of your soul. Years ago, I recall a spiritual master saying that the most important knowledge that a person can acquire is spiritual knowledge. The ability to acquire and apply the knowledge brings about the transformation of all aspects of yourself in the seen and unseen world. Unfortunately, this world, in a mass scale, feels that those that operate within the spiritual path should give away their knowledge. In the days of old, an initiate that work with a spiritual master would have to give up the worldly possessions to the master so that the spiritual master would teach them all that he knew to the student. The reason for this is that the spiritual master would need a way to sustain both themselves and the student while he is teaching the student. The irony is that many place value on objects and thoughts and people that decay consciousness, and it doesn't add to the enlightenment of the spirit and evolution of the soul. The objective of every being on this planet is the evolution of the soul. The objective of every being on this planet is the evolution of their consciousness and being in service to the soul, thereby going back to source. Now, much of what is portrayed in media is backwards, and the value is being placed on a dying paradigm. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. We're back, and there is someone on the line that has a question, so hold on. Area code 516-521, welcome to Healing Paradigms.
Hi, I just came across your show and was listening to the beginning. You're right on track with everything you're telling people, and I hope that people will truly hurry up and slow down, the old military expression, to let the words that you're saying resonate in their hearts. I'm actually a global visionary and bringing in paradigms that will eventually change the whole dynamics of global economics, education, spirituality, religion, and politics and more. And I've had a very bizarre life and been tested in many ways, but through my faith, I've been through all these things, and I'm now functioning as a wayshower and a phoenix rising. But the stories about my life are not just about me; it's about me showing people how to empower themselves. So again, what I heard so far is fantastic, and I have no fear. I had a near-death experience back in 2007, and I'm not here for me anymore. I'm here for mankind. So I put the elites that think that they're getting away with controlling everybody and enslaving us on alert that they're going back into spirit just like I am eventually, and they're going to be accountable. And you're exactly right. You can't take the material goods with you. They can change their ways and live a little longer if they start doing the right thing by caring and sharing with people. But again, that's a choice. And either way, what people should do, if they won't become active and empower themselves and help others in the community, if at least they say prayers to know that God is in charge of everything and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be, that's at least the beginning of going on the right track.
Yes, absolutely. I know that one of the things that I had been working on for myself is I've been on the spiritual path since I was a teenager, and it's been like well over, I'd say, 20 years now. And one of the things that I want people to understand is that when, you know, one of the, and I hope that it isn't missed in the earlier part of what I had to share, which is when you start aligning yourself with Source, when you start aligning yourself with the Creator, all of the other things that you are looking for to create in your life, whether it be financial stability, whether it is that feeling of wholeness that to fill in the emptiness that I think that many people may feel inside, that is your supply. That is where your supply comes from. And after you begin to feel yourself and realize that you and the Creator are one, that all of the other stuff that you concern yourself with being able to sustain yourself, you begin to be a part of the flow of Source, of God, the Creator. And, you know, it begins to externalize where you are able to sustain yourself and not be overly concerned about taking care of your physical needs. And I think that what people have to really kind of get clear about is out of their own way, whatever ideas or preconceptions that they may have about what that looks like. And I think that for some people that, you know, is a block for them. Because a thought that had come to mind when it comes to the thoughts about the elite is that, you know, the people who should be acquiring wealth, who have a conscience about the way things should go, they need to really start the system just getting past whatever their personal blocks are in terms of understanding how money works and functions, and start creating the organizations or creating the systems that would be better for the world on a whole. At least that was an epiphany that I had, especially with, you know, the things that we see going on right now. I mean, we've been seeing it all along, but especially now with the great deal of, I guess you could say, emotional unrest people find themselves in today.
Yes, and I don't know if you ever came across the Venus Project in Venus, Florida. Jacques Frances just passed. He was up in his 90s, but he really laid out a beautiful future for all mankind. Hopefully we'll eventually get there, but again, people aren't ready, but it's there to look at the very least, to figure out how we can take the next steps to do that. And so I feel like I'm a bridge to that too, because what you were saying earlier was right on, too, with all the advertising and that. And a lot of people aren't aware, and this is how I put it, too, in different interviews I've done, that election day isn't certain days. It's every day you buy a product, you're casting a vote for the manufacturer of that product. So if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. And so buy American or buy from a country or company that really is being transparent and being good to their employees, their customers, the environment, and giving back to the communities. And a lot of people don't know this, but you can Google it. Walmart paid a fine a few years back of $82 million for dumping pesticides down storm drains. Now, they paid the fine. They moved on. It's in and out of the consciousness. But what's to stop them from doing it again or other things until they get caught? And there's things, that, again, that people can do if they just start focusing on that in their daily lives. And I also have a strategy that will – it's like a Pac-Man game of transparency that I'm releasing so that it will eventually bring the light where it needs to go so that these companies can't get away from it. And if they're not, if they're looking at their employees as a liability instead of an asset, that's going to sink them pretty quick. And then there's ways to teach customers and the employees or the customers how to get money back that they spend on products and services, make more money on top of that, and benefit the company teaching them that. They don't want to know anything about that because that takes away from their control. So that stuff is eventually going to catch on more and more. And if I can share my name, it might be interesting for people just to hear different interviews and see who I am, because
please do.
Yes, actually, if you put YouTube and Hugh, H-U-G-H, Trawlson, mm-hmm. T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, you will actually hear an archive radio program I called into and had the pleasure of speaking with Maya Angelou and her kind words about the poem I authored titled Caring, Sharing. It's only 3 lines long. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. That really sums up what life should be all about. And if you focus or contemplate on it, it will eventually force you to take an action to help someone less fortunate in life than yourself. And when you're doing that, you're actually blessing yourself. And that poem I dedicated to my Earth Angel wife, and it's discussed as a weapon against terrorism. It's in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and currently I'm looking to utilize to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves in a unique way to help people understand how a few lines of a poem can transform lives of people they may never see or meet. And again, that will be a blessing back to them and ways for them to think and duplicate that kind of thinking and doing.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And if there's anybody who's interested in reaching out to you, how would they be able to reach you?
Well, I'll give my phone number. I've given it out because I don't use email by choice. It's area code 804-798-1139. And since you were so generous in that, I'd like to give a big website because I actually share common background with President Trump, but I'm not into the ego like he is. And this mm-hmm. website, all the words are connected without any space in between them. It's www.rooting, that's R-O-O-T-I-N-G, out, O-U-T, corruption, C-O-R-R-U-P-T-I-O-N. Then you have to put a dot, the word Weebly, spelled W-E-E-B like boy, L-Y, .com, C-O-M. You'll see a lot of documents and interviews, and I actually, some of the documents is a Wall Street Journal article with attachments from 1983 that I was written up, and it triggered an investigation that eventually led to the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame, the third highest office in the country. And the article beautifully describes how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington. So people have to, if they think of anything related to their family and what this country is, there's never been a country like America before in the world, but we have to keep it united and come together and embrace our different ethnicities in the community and learn to learn from each other and start manifesting future based on peace and love, but spirituality, unconditional agape love. If we can't do that, I'm afraid that we will blow the planet to smithereens.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you so much for you know, sharing yourself with us today. I am in the, I'm about to conclude it, unless there's something else that you would like to share before we get off the air.
No, I just want to say you're in my prayers and everyone else, and thank you so much for giving me the time and pray. If you can't do anything else, pray. And I say nature is God's classroom. Just get out in it. It will lower your stress and heighten your awareness. And God takes care of the creatures that you see, the birds you don't see going hungry, and different animals. They all manage to live another day through the grace of the Creator.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Take care. God bless.
God bless. Okay, family. So that is it for the download that I got, and it took me such a long time to actually air this show. But everything in divine timing, as my husband always says. So, you know, again, be mindful of what it is that you allow to be fed into your mind. Understand that the programming that you see is not necessarily for your greatest good. It is designed to keep you in a trance, and the Creator did not create us to be put in a trance. He has created us to do great deeds in the world and to bring more love into the world today. But, you know, you will be seeing me next. And the show is going to be about when love is not enough, and one love, one connection, one us with my husband. We are going to be doing that particular show, and later this month he's going to be doing King's Philosophy, but he hasn't told me what the show is going to be about. But on One Love, One Connection, One Us, we're going to talk about when love is not enough. Now, let me preface this by saying that when I say that love is not enough, there, in order for love to do the conquering of all, it is sort of incumbent upon you to be a certain type of person and operate in a place of authenticity. So King and I will be going ahead and talking about that next month. So please, please join us. And that show will be airing on August the 3rd of next month. So anyway, we're going to be signing out with a little Stevie Wonder of Love is in Need of Love Today. Love, peace, and blessings, everyone. I'll see you next month.
A friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Oh,